This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by the brilliant David Pivnik, truly brilliant, from his first law school class, crazily intelligent. David, can you talk to us a moment about your practice, about leadership? We'll start with just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your practice. I'm going to ask you for advice on leadership and key points in your career and education you've had and so forth that you can share with listeners. Tell us about yourself.
Sure, absolutely. Sure, Scott. Thank you so much for having me. So as Scott mentioned, I'm David Pivnik. I'm a partner at McGuire Woods in Chicago. And my practice has been consistently litigation throughout my career. And for the last decade plus has been focused on healthcare litigation. And what that means day to day is largely I spend my time helping run government investigations and defending against allegations of fraud on behalf of mostly providers in the healthcare industry, as well as handling some contract disputes, you know, ownership disputes between physicians and hospitals or surgery centers, non-compete disputes and things of that nature.
Jeremy, do we have a sound problem there for a second? Are you okay?
No, I'm good. Yeah, it just he sounded fine. There was a pause before you started talking again. I don't know if that was a mute thing or what was going on, but everything sounded fine.
Great. Thank you. So, David, take a moment on how has the practice veered towards private equity the last several years? Then we'll talk about sort of growth of a practice, leadership, and a lot more.
Okay. You want me to just start talking about that now?
Well, yeah, I'll just tee it up again and you'll answer the question. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
So 3, 2, 1. David, you've built a magnificent practice around healthcare litigation, a lot of governmental fraud and abuse cases, big cases, and increasingly a lot of that work for the last 5 to 10 years has been for private equity funds invested in healthcare provider chains and clients and practice management companies and so forth. How did your practice evolve on the private equity side and why has that become or how has that become such a big part of the healthcare landscape?
Yeah, I think it's certainly you're absolutely right in terms of the evolution that's taken place. And I'd say at this point, I probably spend 3/4 of my time representing either private equity funds directly or their platforms that they've invested in the healthcare space. I think there's a couple of reasons I've seen the shift. One of them most directly is McGuire Woods has such a strong presence and such a strong portfolio of private equity clients that there's been a lot of work and we've been able to make introductions and help. But I think more broadly speaking, the investment in the ability for private equity funds to enter into the healthcare space and the opportunities that exist there have continued to increase the level of investment we're seeing in healthcare. And frankly, this year has probably been the most robust year, certainly that I can remember on that front. And so as there's increased investment, I think there becomes a lot more litigation that arises. And because healthcare is such a heavily regulated and scrutinized industry, there's been lots of litigation that's come out of it. I think the good news is if you're running a good entity and focused on compliance and doing the right things, it's certainly very possible to run a profitable business in the healthcare space while, you know, doing things in a compliant manner.
And you run one of the largest groups in the firm. You co-run the Healthcare and Life Sciences Group with Bart Walker. The firm has become a mega firm, and you run one of the most important parts of it. Any advice that you'd give to leaders? Like, what are 3 pieces of advice you'd give to leaders in sort of anything, but given your perspective in running one of the most important parts of the firm?
I think one of the most important things, and this is something you emphasized to me at a much younger age, at early stage of my career, is making sure that you have a plan and that it's an active plan. It's one thing to write down a plan, you know, once a year or once every couple of years and put it on a shelf. But I think thinking about what you want to accomplish and then taking the time to put together a plan with specific steps of how you're going to get there is important. And then I think the most important thing is don't let it gather dust on the shelf. That needs to be a work in progress at all times where you're constantly thinking about it and retooling it. I think that's important. I think the second thing is sort of consistency and day-to-day effort. Everyone has bad days. People are, you know, you might get sick, you might have had something negative happen, but figuring out how to move past it and both allotting the time so that every day you're focused on direct effort and energy towards what you're trying to accomplish and your plan, spending the time, but also making sure to actively think it through and follow through, even on the parts and the steps that you need to take that you might not enjoy, whether that's things like cold calling or writing an article or a public speaking engagement. There's all kinds of things that fit into business development or helping lead a team, and figuring out even, you know, how to fit in even the parts that you may not enjoy is important, and devoting the time to it. And then the last thing, and I think it really speaks to, you know, my role as one of the chairs of the industry team here at Healthcare and Life Sciences, is understanding and knowing, you know, the players on the team, making sure you understand what's important to them as well, and that you're able to help facilitate their needs and help them reach their goals too. Because I think what's critical to any effective team, frankly, is being able to lift up all of the players on that team, make sure that everybody's meeting their goals, and that it's not just the top performers that are being supported or that are feeling the love. So figuring out who else has different strengths and weaknesses, and how you can play to those and help them develop weaknesses into strengths and further develop strengths is really important.
Fantastic. And talk for a moment about, you know, talk about having a plan and the useful plan. When you look at your plan or you look at the group's plan, top three priorities as we get towards the end of this year, the start of next year, how do you sort of look at those top priorities?
I mean, in light of what's gone on in the world the last year and a half, my top priority every day is staying healthy and trying to get the world back to as much of a sense of normalcy in my little quarter of it as much as possible. I think more specifically speaking to the practice, you know, my day in and day out, number one is being responsive to my clients' needs and delivering strong client service, you know, every single day. And so for me, that's not just doing, you know, high quality work. It's also trying to think about bigger picture concerns, understanding my clients' businesses and figuring out how I can add value. And then, you know, in light of the constant change, frankly, whether it's specific to my industry where there's a lot of regulations and developments in the healthcare space, whether it's political environments and the change in administration year over year, whether it's things like COVID, I think trying to be proactive in thinking about what's coming next and where there might be more activity. So, for example, I spend a lot of time on government investigations, thinking about how changes in the administration might impact things going forward and where there might be hot button issues, thinking about trends like we see a lot of cases coming out of, you know, the opioid epidemic and how that could impact clients and where we could advise clients and be of value. Trying to have that proactive benefit for clients is the other priority day to day.
Fantastic. When you look at what are you most excited about today? I know that you and Bart Walker took over leadership of healthcare and life sciences, which is a huge area. What are you most excited about today? When you look at is the next year or so, what gets you up in the morning, gets you going, besides a huge fandom for the Milwaukee Bucks and some other sports teams? What do you get excited about, David?
Certainly sports helps. I mean, honestly, day-to-day, everything I do to spend time being able to do things with my family. So for me, it's all about my family and spending time with them. But in terms of work and professional, it's trying to find things that keep me interested. And so I really enjoy, I'm a law nerd and I like it. So for me, it's figuring out where, as I sort of alluded to before, where there's going to be key thorny issues that I'll be able to become expert in and really help clients because of that expertise is what I think is most important.
Oh, fantastic. You've got a brilliant and quick mind. It's a pleasure to visit with you. David, thank you for taking the time with us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Always a pleasure to visit with you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me, Scott.